Hello, and welcome to Right Now with Ralph Martin, a podcast where author, speaker, and worldwide renewal leader, Dr. Ralph Martin, shares what the Holy Spirit is stirring up in the church right now. Words of encouragement from the Lord to strengthen you for such a time as this. We're glad you can be with us as we seek to encourage you for this moment in history. And now, your host,
Ralph Martin. Hello, brothers and sisters. You know, every now and then I do a longer video because there's more I feel like I want to say, should say about a particular topic. Every now and then, though, I do a shorter video because there's something short and simple that has really struck me that I'd like to share with you. And today is one of those short and simple videos. There's a hymn in the Magnificat, a monthly publication. And it was written in the 19th century. And I just feel like it has some really profound and important truth expressed very well in it. It's short. Here it goes. Be still, my soul. The Lord is on your side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to your God to order and provide. In every change, He faithful will remain. Be still, my soul. Your best, your heavenly friend, through thorny ways leads to a joyful end. Be still, my soul. Your God, He undertakes to guide the future as He has the past. Your hope, your confidence, let nothing shake. All now mysterious shall be bright at last. Be still, my soul. The waves and winds still know His voice who ruled them while He dwelt below. This is just a tremendous expression of trust in the midst of difficulty. Be still. Don't panic. Don't try to kind of solve it in worldly means, but be still and know that the Lord is at work. The Lord's got your back. The Lord is for you. So I'm going to read it again, maybe just make a few comments. Be still, my soul. The Lord is on your side. Yes. He tests us. Yes, He chastises us, but it's because He loves us. It's because He wants us to be made ready for infinite joy and love and goodness and eternal life with Him. That's why He uses the trials and difficulties to get us ready, to purify us. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. All of us have the cross of grief or pain. Pain in our bodies, pain in our souls, sorrow about mistakes we've made, sins we've done, ways we've hurt other people, sorrow about what's happening to other people, and feeling their pain. Yes, feeling their pain. Leave to your God to order and provide. In every change, He faithful will remain. The Lord gives, the Lord takes away for our good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Be still, my soul. Your best, your heavenly friend, through thorny ways leads to a joyful end. I remember when our first child, our only boy, followed by five girls, was a little boy. He said, "You know, Dad, my best friend is Jesus." And that's really true for all of us. Our very best friend is Jesus. Your best, your heavenly friend, is leading you and guiding you through mysterious ways to a very joyful end. Be still, my soul. Your God, yes, your God, my God, your God, He undertakes to guide the future as He has the past. Your hope, your confidence, let nothing shake. Like Job said, even if He slay me, still I will believe. Your hope, your confidence, let nothing shake. All now mysterious shall be bright at last. Yes, there's things I don't understand. Why did God allow this young man to die so early? Why did He allow this terrible suffering to come upon a friend of mine? Why did He allow certain things to happen to me? I don't understand, but I know that His word is true. All His ordinances are just. All His decisions are wise, And someday we will see. Someday it will be bright at last. His love, his wisdom, his power that was working, and all these things that really puzzled us and disturbed us in different ways. Be still, my soul. The waves and winds still know his voice who ruled them while he dwelt below. It reminds me of the promise of 1 Corinthians chapter 10. No test or temptation will come to us that isn't common to the whole human race. The Lord will not test you beyond your strength, but along the test will give you the grace to endure it or to get you out of it. When the waves and winds are beating strong, when the grief and sorrow, when all those mysterious things that happen that puzzle us and we don't understand are happening, remember, the Lord will never let you be tested beyond your strength. But along with the test of today, he'll give you the grace to endure it or get you out of it. Because be still, my soul, and know that he is God. That's what one of the Psalms says. Here in this hymn it says, be still, my soul. The Lord is on your side. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
This podcast is brought to you by Renewal Ministries, part of the Renewal Podcast Network. If you are enjoying this podcast, we invite you to help us spread the word by leaving us a rating or review, following or subscribing to this podcast, or sharing on social media. Until next time, this is Right Now with Ralph Martin.